Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. You are now once again tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, my guest is none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as you all know, those of you that faithfully tuned in to this worldwide platform, and for the new listeners on tonight that may be tuned in for the first time, you know that you're going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper so you can take notes as we go through God's word together, as God uses his man of God, Pastor Norman King, through the Holy Spirit to deliver his word on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What an awesome, mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. You're truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. We thank you that you are not like man. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, even on tonight. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful on tonight for your son, Jesus Christ, mankind's risen Lord and Savior, for those that are saved in his name. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it would never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all those all over the land that have been affected by bereavement on tonight. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, while you're comforting and strengthening them, wherever they may be, that they would know and look up to the hills from which cometh their help. They would all know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would move by your spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he delivers your word. Should there be any listeners on the line or however they may be tuned in to this worldwide platform on tonight, if they are still spiritually blind and have not opened their own mouth to confess their sins and transgressions and have asked Jesus Christ, your son, with their own mouth to save them, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that through your word on tonight that you would touch their hearts. They will hear your word, Heavenly Father. They will be able to open their own mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry, even to those that are tuned in on tonight for the first time. Bless them all, Heavenly Father. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. I continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, his entire family and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, all the members and their families. Also, Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., and his wife, Sister Jean Tillman, and their families, and the Morning Star Baptist Church family, and all those, Heavenly Father, that are teaching and standing on your word, that are preaching your word, that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that have no hidden motives or agendas, that are being led by your Holy Spirit as you use them to deliver your word. Continue to bless them and the works of their hands and the ministries that you have placed them over, that they will grow and flourish and be more fruitful in the earth, that you will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Help us to decrease on tonight, that you may increase in us as we move forward, that you will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual proof of thought. And it comes to us saying, the person who say it can't be done should not interrupt the person who is actually doing it. Once again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought. The person who say it can't be done should not interrupt the person who is actually doing it. That's a word for someone on tonight. I pray that you have your pens and paper so that you can tick down the following announcements. I am so excited for what God is doing through Minister Tawan Eppinger. God has blessed this young man. Minister of the gospel. He's a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor on the east side of Detroit. Minister Tawan Eppinger, God has placed on his heart to host a prayer line every night, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Minister Tawan's Eppinger prayer line number, for those of you that would like prayer, or even if you want to come on the line and stand in the gap and pray for someone yourself. He comes on every night, again, every night, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. His dial-in number for his prayer line is area code 602-610-2081. Once again, that prayer line number is 602, area code 610-2081. The access code for the prayer line is 913-927. Once again, that prayer line access code number is 913-927. And also, I am so excited that God has blessed my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, his oldest daughter. He has blessed her to obtain her realtor's license. She is now a part of the Century 21 realtor's family. So if you are living in the Michigan area and you are seeking or looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. She can be reached at her cell phone number, which is area code 313-992-5562. Her cell phone number is area code 734-464-6400. Her email address is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, dot C as in Charlie, 21, at gmail.com. So once again, if you are living in the Michigan area and you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. And also, while I'm speaking of my youngest brother, Herbert Brown, his youngest daughter, Ebony Brown, will be graduating on this coming Saturday. She has become a registered pediatrician. She will be graduating from Eastern Michigan University on this coming Saturday. And so I am so proud of my nieces, and God has blessed her. She's going to be a pediatrician dealing with babies, bringing babies into the world and looking after them. So we thank God for what he's doing in the life of my youngest brother's children, Ebony Brown and Kayla Brown. Also, as I gave you the information about Minister Tawan Eppinger, his prayer line, please don't forget to tune in this coming Saturday night, May 1st, for part two of Deadly Distractions by none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares inspirational poems first, and then he always delivers God's word. So he will be delivering part two of his message titled Deadly Distractions on this Saturday, May 1st at 8 o'clock p.m. Also, every first Thursday night, Minister Tawan Eppinger always deliver God's word over this worldwide platform. On the 13th of May, which is also a Thursday, Minister of Music, he has now become an ordained minister, Minister Benny Gaskin from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word. He will be delivering God's word every second Thursday night from here on. Minister of Music, Minister Benny Gaskin II from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word. So we now are back on track. So I want you all to know that on the 8th of May, which is next Saturday night, Deacon Cox will be in his rightful place again delivering God's word at 8 o'clock p.m. And then we have Pastor Norman King, the 3rd and the 4th Saturday night, will be delivering God's word in May. The 3rd and 4th Saturday night in May. Mark your calendar so you can tune in and be blessed by another word from Pastor Norman King. He is my first cousin. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So he will be delivering God's word very shortly. So we get ready to go to a music break. And then following this short music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along and write down these scriptures so that you can meditate on them and you can go back throughout the week or over the weekend, and you can be blessed even more by this message on tonight coming to us from Pastor Norman King. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with God. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song, Cover Me, Lord, because I know the Word of God is true. And the Word of God lets us know that once we are saved in Jesus' name, that we are covered by the blood, and nothing can pluck us out of His hands. And we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. So right now, we are so excited to have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, on the line again on tonight, getting ready to deliver another word from the Lord. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, that you can follow along as he delivers God's word. And before I do that, I'm asking our listeners that we would come on in agreement on one accord. We need to continue to pray ye one for another. We need to continue to pray that God will heal the land. And we know that he's not going to heal the land until we as Christians get right. And we honestly seek God and ask him to forgive us of our sins, and we turn away from our sins. And then he, once we do that, he said that he will heal the land. He is a promise keeper. So I'm asking our listeners if we would come on one accord and touch and agree that we would examine ourselves according to God's word, and we would seek and honestly pray and ask God to forgive us so that he can because he wants to heal the land, but he's not going to do that until we do what we are supposed to do. So right now we yield the mic to none other than Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Joseph, James. I'm so humbly grateful for the opportunity to bring more of God's glory in the atmosphere tonight. I thank God for all blessings flow. I thank God for my cousin James for being a humble servant of the Lord, a fully committed person. I'm not trying to puff him up, but, you know, I'm just giving him his props in Jesus' name. You know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of sacrifices to do what he do. So we pray his strength, amen, that he continues to be faithful to his call. We thank God for the night, this evening, amen. And I know that God has a word for his people, amen. And I'm not here to stand in the way of it, but I want the Holy Spirit to just flow. Let it not be me, but it be him, amen. Let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, my awesome God. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who's my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for the Holy Spirit you sent, you know, to do exactly what your scripture says. And, you know, words can't even consume, can't come out of my mouth to be able to explain all what the functionality of the Holy Spirit is, but I know it's all good. And I thank you for it. And I pray, Father God, that whoever it is that this word is for, that they will be humble and hear your word and hear you and not me. I'm just your earthly chosen vessel that you call to be able to speak tonight, Father God. They may hear you. I say again, they hear you and not me. That I may decrease, that you may increase. And I say all these prayers tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. I'm going to open the message tonight with a song, and then I'm going to bring the word, and I'm going to close with a song. The Lord laid it on my heart to do it that way, and I ask permission, amen, from moderator, our director, James, and he says, okay. So I'm going to play this song here, and this song here basically is dealing with the topic of this message, amen. Not, you know, because I want to break the ice, if you will, amen. So I'm just going to open up this song here right now. Just listen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he don't want to drive. Amen. So don't let the devil ride. I thank God for that song. Amen. It means a lot. Amen. And I'm going to get into the message, because this message that I'm going to bring forth is going to tie in with that song. Amen. So we're going to open up with our scripture, our text, our main text. We're going to read it, and then I'm going to go back and read some verses leading up to that. So our main text for tonight is the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, where it says, "The thief cometh not," King James, "the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, I'm going to read it in the God's Words translation as well. So God's Word translation says it this way: "A thief," not that much different, but I want to read it though. "A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came so that my sheep," here we go, "that my sheep will have life, and so that they will have everything they need." Amen. So we thank God for the reading of his word. Amen. And this is a verse of scripture that is considered the dividing scripture. And what that means is the first half of the scripture, Jesus is speaking this, amen. And Jesus says that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the first half of it. Then it says, "I am come that they may have life and that they might have it not abundantly, but more abundantly."
More.
So with that being said, what I want to do now, I want to open up with verse 1, because I want to lead you up to this verse. Amen. Now, just bear with me. Okay. The Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter, verse 1. And the my message tonight is, don't dance with the devil. The song said, "Don't let the devil ride," but the message topic is, don't dance with the devil. Amen. Verse 1, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Now, how do you know that when he says "verily, verily," when he says it twice, he's trying to get their attention.
Mm.
You That's have right. your way against, amen, and you put some emphasis behind it. Amen. You may say, "Hey, look at him. All right now. All right. Wherever your way is, the people around you know." So Jesus said, what did he say? "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb it up some other way." Look what he can tell them as, y'all. "The same is a thief and a robber." Now, who's the door? He is. He said, if anybody trying to come other than through him, they are considered a thief and a robber. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 says, "But he that entered in by the door," come on, somebody, "is the shepherd." Who's the shepherd? Jesus the shepherd. Come
Jesus.
On. "But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened, and the sheep hear," come on, all right now, all right, "verily, verily," he said, "and the sheep hear his voice." Now, you and I are sheep. Amen. We the sheep. He's the shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. We are the sheep. Amen. Let me back up.
Amen.
Verse 3 says, "To him the porter opened, and the sheep," what? "Hear his voice. And he," talk about the shepherd, "called it his own sheep by name and leading them out." I just got the phone talking to a friend of mine in the ministry, and he said that somebody say the mantle has fell on them. Come on. Their mantle has fell on them. I said, well, who said it? Well, they said the Lord said it. Okay. Well, now you better make sure and don't lie like Ananias, man, they lied. And they gave up the ghost. Come on, huh? So we want to make sure when you say God said something, come on, or the Lord said something, you better be sure about that. Amen. So it says, but he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened, and the sheep, come on somebody, huh? The sheep hear his voice. You and I, what they're saying, y'all, that we supposed to hear his voice. Now, we all know it's not possible to hear his voice apart from the Holy Spirit. Come on. Huh?
That's right.
And listen, he said, now, he called his own sheep. Good God Almighty. Huh? He called his own sheep by name. Norman.
Yes.
James. Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Deacon Marvin Cobb. Huh?
Get
that up. Hubbard.
Yeah.
Come on, huh?
Look,
that's what the word say. Hey. And then he
that's
said
right.
He called his own sheep by name. And look what else to do. And lead them out. Come on, huh? Come on,
yes,
lead them out. Amen. Verse 4, and when he put it forth, what? His own sheep. Good God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
He goes what? Not behind
them.
He goes before them. And what do the sheep do? And the sheep follow him. I can stop right there. I can already preach, y'all. I can already
preach. Right about it.
I can stop right there. I can already preach. Amen. But I got to be obedient.
Amen.
I got to be obedient. Amen. I
tell
be obedient.
Story. Tell the whole story.
Amen. A whole story. He said, and he goeth before them, and the sheep went follow him. You know why? He goes on and says in verse 4, it says, for they know his voice. Good God Almighty.
Yes,
I told somebody, say, you be in a crowd and your mama can say something.
Yes,
you say, that's my mama. That's my mama.
Yes, Lord.
Or vice versa. She can hear your voice and not see it. That's my child. That's Norman Dean.
Yes,
come on, huh? Come on, y'all.
Right.
I'm trying to say something, y'all.
For
they know his voice. And look, good God, look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, and a stranger will they not follow. See, what's happening, y'all, now I'm making a general statement, right? What's happening, we are following folk. Yeah, we following folk. I'm making a general statement, right? We following folk because we think we hearing the voice of the shepherd, but what we hearing is some mess. I'm going to call it like it is, y'all. We hearing some mess. And you trying to call that what you hearing is from God, huh? It says, he called his own sheep by name and lead them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This word is with somebody like, quit dancing with the devil.
Amen.
You dance with the devil. Oh, yeah. You saying you're not. Well, that's why you got so much confusion in your life, because you dancing with the devil. You calling yourself this and that, amen, and you speaking something like you prophesied something. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, we know that God can't lie. Amen.
Amen.
And once you get into the Word of God, you begin to study it, study to show thyself approved unto God, that workman need not be ashamed. Why? He's able to rightly divide the word of truth. And now, not in his own might, not his own power, but by way of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to reemphasize my topic tonight. My topic is, don't dance with the devil. And then I put down three times, quit. Quit dancing with the devil. Amen? You and I must be fully committed to God. Not committed.
Amen.
But be fully committed. I was coming to work this morning, James, and the Holy Spirit gave me that word, fully committed.
Fully.
You got to be not committed, but you got to be fully committed. Amen? Then we are sheep.
That's right.
I'm a pastor, so I'm a shepherd, but I'm really, I'm the shepherd.
For Jesus is the chief shepherd. That's
chief
Jesus, amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, you can't, he didn't say just be sheep. He said be a part of a sheepfold. Try to be independent. Could try to be like, who is that? Cinderella. In my own little corner, in my own little chair where I can be wherever I want to be. No, no, no. Jesus said be a part of a sheepfold. Amen.
That's right.
We belong to the chief shepherd. Amen. You may be hearing some voices. You may hear a voice. The question I got is, who do you hear? Amen. And another thing is, who do you belong? Because I just read you the first five verses of John 10. It told you if you are right with God, who you belong to. Amen. So we got to understand. No, let me back up. Understand. Truthfully understand, because King Solomon said, in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. We know it to be true, amen.
That's
but
right.
You got to make sure you are in tune with the Holy Ghost. Come on.
Amen.
Who do you belong? Right. Look. You got to hear Jesus. Jesus speaking this word. Because he started off, I love King James when it says, verily, verily. In other words, hold up, wait a minute, listen. You're dancing with the devil. That's why stuff is going on in your life where it is, because you are here dancing the devil. You are here all this. Come on, y'all. What did the Bible say? A double-minded person is what? Unstable went all their way.
Quit
dance. There is a cause and there is effect. Now, my question to you, I love the title of Cousin James' book. I use it pretty much a lot of times when I'm preaching, amen. And the question is, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Now, you ain't got to try to figure it out. You already know. You already know. You and I already know whether or not we are a liability or we are an asset. Amen. Because
right.
You follow the word of God, what Jesus spoke, you'll know by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, the door of a sheep is the only way to God. Come on, y'all. Jesus just told you he was the door. Jesus just said he was the door. So ain't no other way. Compromise. Quit listening to them other voices, because the word of God is true all by itself. It don't need me or you to be the truth. Come on. He is the truth all by himself. Amen. The door of the sheep. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen. And there's no other way. Amen. So quit trying to be independent. Be a sheep without a fold, because God's word says, we got to be part of a sheepfold. Come on. Amen. We got to be part of a sheepfold. Amen. That's all right. The only way is through the door, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the only door of the sheep, according to verse 7 and 8. Jesus is the only door that leads to salvation. Come on, somebody. There's no other way.
Lord.
Amen. He is the only way to that leads us to salvation. Amen. And Jesus is the door that leads to abundant life. Come on now. Y'all hear what I said?
Yes,
I'm going to say it again.
Sir.
Verse 10. Jesus is the only door that leads to abundant life. So if your life appear to be abundant, if it's not, as old folks say, if it's not wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus, then it's not abundant life according to the word of God. Amen. I love the old song, old folks say, God has a way. It's mighty sweet. What? Just lay your burden right at his feet. Come on, y'all. Verily, verily, they stress the critical importance of what Jesus was about to say. By door, Jesus meant he was the way or the entrance into the sheepfold. Come on, y'all. Back in that day, the shepherd would lay before the entrance so no one can get to his sheep. Come on, y'all. Come on now. He's our protector. Christ is the way, amen, into God's presence. Christ is the way into God's acceptance. Christ is the way into salvation. And I'm going to say again, Christ is the way into the true church. I ain't doing
that. Right.
The way into heaven. Christ is the way into the kingdom of God. Amen. Christ is the way into eternal life. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Quit dancing with the devil. You out here dancing. Come on, huh? You're dancing. Amen. You're dancing. Amen. Keith, I got a question for you. Is your dance holy or not?
You got one.
Yeah, you got a dance. Yeah, you got a dance. My question is, some of these videos you got these days, watching them, you want to turn it off. Because people got everything showing. Come on, y'all. Uh-huh.
Watch out, man.
You will not be able
make
to distinguish them from the club.
Tell
you
the truth.
Be able to from the club. They dancing on so many videos, and they got everything showing. Ain't got to say no more. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. So my question to you is, is your dance holy or not? Good question. Amen. Again, are you being an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God? You already know. You don't need nobody to tell
that's
you.
Right.
You already know. Amen.
And God knows
Jesus
you.
Said in, amen. Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man coming unto the Father but by me. Why? Because he's the door, y'all. Amen. He's the door. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2:5 says this, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus used a clear claim of deity. I am. This gives additional stress to his claim to be the only door to God. Amen. He said all others who claim to be the door are thieves and robbers. Come on, church. I'm teaching tonight, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All both of them. We're mixing the same, preaching, proclaim, teaching, explain. So all
that's
others
right.
who claim to be the door are thieves and robbers. So you who this word is for, quit dancing with the devil. Amen. Quit dancing with the devil. You know what you're doing? Stop. This is a day. This is your day. Amen. They are out.
Amen.
The devil is out to steal the sheep. Both their wool represent possession, and their lives with loyalty. They out to steal your wool. The thief is out to steal your wool. Amen.
Mm.
And take your life. Come on, y'all. See, they want both
right.
their wool and their life. For if they have both, they have the sheep. Come on.
That's right.
So get back into the fold, y'all. Get back into the sheepfold. Come on. Quit trying to be all by yourself. Amen. Jeremiah 23:4. This is what it says. Jeremiah 23:4 says, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, says the Lord. So God has an assignment on the shepherd for you in the earth. Quit trying to be that Cinderella person. Come on, y'all. Come out from among them and get back where, guess what? Get back to where you know.
Yes,
and if for some reason that you're kind of indecisive, there's one called the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit. Come on, y'all. If you doubt anything, go before God genuinely, and Holy Spirit will reveal to you, amen, the proof that Jesus is the only door, and that all others are false doors is the sheep themselves. Come on, church. The sheep, hear me now. The sheep do not hear the voices of false doors. Come on. And when you're in tune with God, you don't hear that mess. And when they try to come on back, resist the devil, the Bible says, and he shall flee. Come on, right? The sheep do not hear the voices of false doors, nor if they are the real sheep. The real sheep of God knows the shepherd's voice. All right now. All right.
Yeah.
If you are in doubt, get back on your knees right now. It's for you to know. There was a time that they were ignorant, but the Jesus says, I have, the Paul said these words, of course, by the Holy Spirit, right? He said, I have you not to be ignorant of these things. Other words, it's to
That's
be
right.
revealed to you by way of the Holy Spirit. The real sheep of God know the shepherd's voice and have the ability to discern it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
If they hear the voice of a false shepherd, they know that he and his sheepfold are false. Well, I don't know, Pastor. What you mean you don't know? It's for you to know. Amen.
That's right.
And I say again, if they hear the voice of a false shepherd, amen, they know that he and the sheepfold are false. His voice and message are not the voice and message of the true door. See, God is saying, I already told you. He said, but see, what's happening mm-hmm. is you are short-circuiting me. You are suffocating me. So I can't fully reign in your situation because you dancing with the wrong person. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Come on, dancing with the devil. Mm-hmm. Amen. Jesus already told you, I am the good shepherd. Go back to verse 1, y'all. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Jesus knows his sheep. I'm the good shepherd and I know my sheep. And I know and I've known of mine. You ought to know, yeah. Come on now. Amen.
I'm glad about it.
Listen, John 10:27 says, my sheep, here we go again, y'all. Jesus, boy, Jesus is running his mouth, y'all. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The Gospel of John, chapter 10:28. Amen. Now, I got another verse for you. 1 Corinthians 2:12-14. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. Come on, church. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given. Good God Almighty. I'm trying to stop, Jay. I'm trying to keep going, but I can't. The Holy Ghost is stopping me. Amen. To expound. Amen. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Today is your day, my brothers and sisters. Today is your day to make it right. But you got to quit dancing with the devil. Can't make it right. If you still dance with the devil, you can't make it right, man. You need to letting the devil ride. Quit letting the devil ride. Amen? You all right, church?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm going to say again, reiterate, Jesus is the only door that opens to peace and security. He's the only door that allows the sheep to go in and out. Amen. When I was in the army in Germany, I remember the shepherd was allowed to come on our little. They didn't call them base. It was a small place. They called them concerns. It's like a little small base, right? I got saved in Germany. I remember seeing the shepherd come with all his sheep. He had a long staff. He come through that base, all them sheep, and I remember seeing a sheep go astray. Remember, I just got saved, y'all. I saw the sheep go astray, and there was a sheep dog went after that sheep that went astray and started gnawing on the side of that sheep until the sheep got back in line. Come on, somebody, huh? Come on, y'all. I'm going to say again.
Jesus is
the door that opens the healthy and lasting nourishment. Amen. He is the only door that leads to the true pastor, the pastor that has the living stream flowing through it, and the pastor that has living food in it. Amen. His pastor, somebody, Jesus pastor, is the pastor alone which can satisfy our soul. Amen. Listen, Psalm 107:9. This is what it says. Psalm 107:9 says, "For he satisfies the longing soul and fill it." The hungry soul with goodness. Amen? Amen. And amen. I'm just trying to preach this word, y'all. I'm going to reiterate, Jesus is the only door that leads to abundant life.
Yes.
Amen. There's a sharp contrast between the thief and Christ. The person who says there is another door, Jesus is a thief and a robber. The person steals and kills and destroys the sheep, misleads and deceives the sheep, lead them to the door that leads to destruction. Come on, church. Come on. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Now, John, I'm winding down, y'all. John 6:44. It says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at that last day. The Amplified says this way, same verse. Amplified says it this way. No one is able to come to me unless the Father who sent me attracts and draws him and gives him the desire to come to me. And then I will raise him up from the dead at that last day. Amen.
Lord,
see, I got a few minutes.
Lord.
Amen. Question. What does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit enables Christians' life by dwelling in the individual believer and enabling them to live a righteous and faithful life. The Holy Spirit also acts as comforter, amen, who intercedes and supports or acts the advocate, particularly in times of trial. Amen? Is that right, church?
Amen.
God has revealed those things to us by his Spirit. That's according to 1 Corinthians 2:10. God has revealed those things to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, especially the deep things of God. Amen. As I get ready to close. Amen. The Holy Spirit. How does the Holy Spirit encourage us? The Holy Spirit helps us when we pray. Come on, church. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. We don't know what we think we do.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groaning that cannot be expressed in words. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray when we don't know how to pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, I pray first of all, I know your word says that it would never go out and return void, so it's already been accomplished. So I pray that the person who this word was for, that they will humble themselves, relax, and allow your holy presence to just overtake them and just do whatever necessary for them at this time right now. We pray these things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the redeemed Lord say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I'm going to play this song, and after this song is played, then you'll hear with Cousin James.
Amen.
Down, I'm gonna
All right, Coach James. Got a couple more minutes. Go ahead, brother. I'll turn back to Anthony, Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Cousin Pastor Norman King, I tell you what, the world needs to hear more messages like this that has come forth through you on tonight. Pastors, under-shepherds, need to be teaching and preaching more of this word that you delivered on tonight. So we know that it was nobody but the Holy Spirit that has touched you and moved through you as you delivered this much-needed word for such a time as this. I know that the people of God, even those that are not saved on tonight, that may be tuned in, that you was blessed by this word on tonight. I know I was. So we all need to examine ourselves. Not only, this message is not only for the pastor that delivered the word, but it's for every listener. And I like what he said, and it's true. We all need to, every now and then, examine our own lives and seek through God's word, are we being liabilities or are we being access to the kingdom of God? Are we bearing fruit for the kingdom of God? Are we just existing and letting the enemy have his way with us? Because the word of God said, my sheep know my voice. And Jesus is the sheep. He is the sheep. So he said, my sheep, he's over the sheep, he's the shepherd. We are the sheep. So he knows us. And we know him. If we are truly in Jesus Christ, when he speaks, we know his voice. And he said, a stranger we will not follow. So Jesus is the shepherd. But the pastors of the churches in the earth are the under-shepherds. So we thank God for Jesus Christ being our shepherd, and not only our shepherd, but he is our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So thank God for this word on tonight. I'm not going to do a prayer as we close out on tonight. We're just going to close out the song. And we want you all to know that I love you. I want you all to know that I love you. Don't take this word lightly on tonight. Let it resonate with you. Let the Lord work through you and through his Holy Spirit. Let him deal with you personally with this word that has been delivered on tonight so that you can examine yourself according to God's word. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King. And as I always say, I love you and know without a doubt that God loves you even more. So please tune in this coming Saturday night, May 1st, and hear another word from the Lord from Deacon Marvin Cox as we give it a close out. Again, know I love you, but God loves you even more. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Child.